officials are calling on the state government to restrict caravan street parking following a rise in street congestion. On the Sunshine Coast alone, more than 700 complaints are made annually over caravan congestion concerns. Mayor Rosanna Natoli said it was a state government issue. These vehicles are perfectly registered and therefore they can be on the road, she said, further suggesting there could be an unattended property act. If people are leaving these kinds of vehicles on the sides of the roads for long periods of time, the council should have the ability to act. The regions will present a joint motion to address the issue at the Local Government Association of Queensland conference this week. Outback Queensland is set to experience temperatures in the high 40s with severe heatwave warning in place. Temperatures are set to reach 10 degrees over the October average. Western Queensland rural towns, including Birdsville, are forecast to 46 degrees today, with authorities and residents bracing for the scorching heat conditions. Due to the heightened fire risk, the fire bans has been extended, with the Queensland Fire Department warning the conditions are perfect for bushfires to ignite and spread quickly.
In national news, some scientists are challenging the logic of fuel reduction burns in Victoria ahead of a tough fire season for the state. Forest Fire Management Victoria has conducted fuel burns over the autumn-winter period, but some scientists and archaeologists say the science behind planned burning is thin and could result in more flammable bush material. Peter Brick, Regional Manager for Forest Fire Management Victoria, stated they were able to treat nearly 40,000 hectares of public lands across 81 different planned burns, which will provide immediate benefit this summer to reduce the risk of bushfire to the community. Australian National University Professor David Lindemera said while burns do work for a short time, the system could become more flammable for 40 to 50 years after. He says turning to new technologies such as firefighting drones could be a better way to mitigate fire risks. With Brisbane Olympic Games pending, tourism organisations and regional councils are being forced to turn their attention to abandoned homes, hotels and commercial buildings to host the expected visitors. One location now on their radar is in central Queensland, the city of Rockhampton. In the heart of the city lies a seven-storey plaza hotel with 66 rooms, which has remained largely unused and abandoned for years. The Rockhampton Regional Councillor, Grant Mathers, has said it's frustrating seeing the rooms go to waste, especially at a time when the city and surrounding areas are battling vacancy rates of less than 1%. Authorities are now looking into ways they can bring the building back to life and into use ahead of the influx of visitors expected for the Olympic Games.
In international news, thieves have taken off with tens of millions of dollars worth of jewels in a recent heist in the Louvre, Paris. Masked robbers in balaclavas have been reported using a vehicle with an extendable ladder to enter a balcony in the French Museum, using electrical tools to break through doors, threatening security guards with an angle grinder. The thieves smashed cabinets and stole an array of French crown jewels. The cultural minister, Rashina Dadi, has said, "They don't target people. They enter calmly in 4 minutes, smash display cases, take the loot and leave. No violence, very professional." Strangely, the thieves didn't attempt to steal the Regent Diamond, held in the same precinct, which is an estimated $92 million Australian dollars. It'll only be when they're in custody and face investigators that will know what type of order they had and why they didn't target that window, said Dottie. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 30 degrees. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au.
This next song contains words I don't know.
Wow, we some